Oswego city leaders are beginning to map out how the city will spend the $10 million it won from New York State to revitalize its downtown. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, dozens of residents and community leaders came out to the city's first public meeting late last week to help shape the direction of the project.
Inside the McCroby Civic Center in Oswego, groups of residents lean across long folding tables, identifying their favorite and least favorite parts of Oswego's downtown on large printed maps. Many of them have never met before, but today they're united in their passion for Oswego and the unique chance it has to leap forward. It was one of 10 cities in New York to get a $10 million grant from Governor Andrew Cuomo's downtown revitalization competition.
Oh, no, no, I know where you're talking about. The East Bridge. So you want a red dot on that?
The feedback from residents oscillated between developing a consistent look for downtown and adding major amenities to the city. Some expressed the desire for consistent facade designs and signage in Oswego and a more welcoming gateway at the entrances to the city. Others want to tackle bigger projects like adding parks, more dining and retail stores, and a skating rink. But most, like Catherine Early, say the key is building on the existing assets like the waterfront and Fort Ontario.
If you do those things and you pay attention to those things and also preserve the green space and the sense of authenticity that we have in the city, that some of these smaller things like better shops and more restaurants and bike lanes, they will come with that flow.
In the city's original application for the funding, officials identified six anchor projects that would add new residential and commercial properties in the downtown area. But Mayor Billy Barlow says those are subject to change with the public's input.
We're going to take the feedback that we get tonight, immediately turn around and start implementing that feedback from tonight's meeting into the plan that we'll present and the local planning committee will vote on early next year.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.